Good morning. It's Monday, July the 13th. It's 6:50 a.m. 6:50, yes. I haven't been up very long, so I'm not sure how coherent I'm going to be. I've been up maybe half an hour, 40 minutes. I've had a bagel, but I have had no coffee. I set the coffee pot up last night and then forgot to turn it on, so. I've had some water. I drank some water this morning. Doesn't seem to have hurt me any. And I'll have fresh coffee by the time I get home, so. So yeah, yesterday was laybed day, apparently. It was hot early. It got hot really early yesterday. So like by 9 o'clock, it was already 85. At least outside my back door. I don't know if the official temperature might have been, but it was like, I'm not going out to that. The ambient wasn't terrible, but I knew there was no relief from the sun, so I was like, no, it's not going to happen. Today, today's a different story. It looks like there's some sort of weather coming in from the northwest. There's a lot of really dark clouds over that way. So it's only supposed to be in the mid-90s today, only. Compared to the high 90s and low 100s that it's been for the last few days. I've made some really good progress on the book. Troy Harbor or Finwell Bay, depending. It's coming along nicely. Yeah, I found some really... It's one of the downsides of For the Words is that the files... The interface gets funky if the files get too big. And so what you do is you create a project, that's the title, and then create a file. And for me, a lot of people just create a new file for every chapter, and that always seems excessive to me. I couldn't quite get the hang of it, and what I wind up doing is that I'll put in scene breaks. So I'll write it, and when I come to the end of a unit, I'll put in a scene break. When I come to the end of a unit, I'll put in a scene break. And then I'll keep writing until the file gets up around 5,000 or 6,000 words. I think the longest one was 7,000 words. But 7,000 words for a chapter, well, you know, it can work. It's doable. But it's the pacing of it feels off. The rhythm of it feels off. So I've got a couple really long chapters. I've got a couple in the 4,000 word, 5,000 word. That's okay. That's half an hour of audiobook. So 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. By the time we get up around 7,000, 7,500, now you're talking about 30, 40 minutes. And my podcasting says, oh no, that's way too long. I don't know that it is. And I may stick with this one long chapter. But I'll need to break it. I'll need to bracket it with some shorter chapters. But by and large, the story itself, with some minor continuity hiccups, the story itself is really, I'm really quite pleased with. If I seem distracted this morning, I am. I have Talking Heads Life During Wartime playing in the back of my mind. And I can't seem to get David Byrne to shut up. So part of that is because I watched How Did We Get Here? A YouTube documentary on a brief history of Talking Heads. Anyway, there was a good breeze. It seems to have, I don't know if it's, if the problem is that I'm being protected from it down here in the neighborhood, or if it's dropped off in advance of what will probably be a gust front moving through ahead of whatever storm is coming in from the northwest. It's pretty amazing. Makes me want to walk faster so I get home before it does something rash like rain, tornado or something. The hawks in our backyard have been pretty visible the last couple of days. My daughter first identified them as sharpshin, but as they're growing into their adult feathers, they're molting out a bit. And she's more convinced that they are in fact Cooper's hawks. They are a bigger bird. I think sharpshins are robin size. These are almost crow size. Morning. also fired up the mutton room, so I'm trying to get my sauntering pace. is not doing me any favors. Just, you know, barely walking along. In the morning, getting 20 and a half, 21, 21 and a half minutes for the second mile. Which is, you know, it's good. I'm up, I'm moving, but I need to be feeling a little more exercise. Get ready, sit with me. Come on, post. Morning. There's a couple that I've seen frequently. Good morning. A pair. I don't know that they're a couple. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there's a lot of noise. A lot of traffic out on the highway, out on the bypass. That usually happens when there's not very much wind. And there is not very much wind right now. There's barely a breath. So, yeah, the breeze that was there when I got up and started running around this morning has seemed to have, for the most part, dissipated. Or is perhaps blowing in the right direction. It's blowing the sound to me. Or I'm just used to having it be quiet, and that really is a lot of noise. I'm looking around at the sky. I'm out from underneath the trees. There's like three layers, at least two, maybe three. I can see through gaps in the cloud cover that there are cirrostratus way up there. And then there's a middle layer of I think cumulus. And then underlying that is a dark layer of very dense, almost ominous looking clouds. It's looking particularly ominous off to the northwest. There's a lot of agitation in the cloud bank back there. There's little wisps of clouds that are falling away from the main body. So it looks like we're in for some weather here in a little while. It's all right. For the most part, I'll be inside today. I do have to make a run over to the grocery store. But I'm going to do that early this morning and get that out of the way. I'll go home, I'll get some coffee, crank up Scrivener. Well, Scrivener's already cranked up. It's up and open on my desktop at the moment. Try to get some work done today. I don't have to go out today. I don't have anything to do out of the house after I get the grocery run done, so I'll try to get that done early. I really like my new glasses, my computer glasses, but it's made me very aware that my vision when I'm not wearing it has deteriorated. I just walked out of his house across the street. Dropped a plastic bag full of trash in the trash receptacle here at the park. Now he's walking back home. I wonder what he didn't want to throw away in his own trash. Oh, there are the hawks. Two of them anyway. They just flew out of the neighbor's yard and over the fence and into mine. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.